Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress Radio.
So my guests tonight are two amazingly talented British artists. The first, a singer who's been smashing it with her bilingual melodies. And the second, a rapper who set the scene on fire with his lyrical flows. So give it up and show some love for two amazing artists who've got together to create an amazing new track. It's called Memories. So give it up and show some love for Saloni and Armor.
Big up, my bro. Big up, my bro.
Guys, listen, the new track Memories, you know what, it's only been out a little while and it's already, man, getting so much love. You guys must be so happy.
Thank you. No, thank you so much. 100%.
You know, one thing I'm really happy about is it's so nice to see two talented emerging artists collaborating. How did this collaboration even happen?
I can start it off. Saloni can jump in. Feel free to jump in whenever you want to jump in.
Sure.
But me and Saloni have been in just kind of been in touch over social media for the last few months. I think one of her last, well, she told me recently that I actually guessed the title of one of her first singles when she did the announcement. And so I have been watching her and her music for a long time. And I just knew that, you know, she's bringing something new into the scene, into the British Asian scene. And with me, you know, doing the same sort of thing from a different sort of perspective, I knew there was going to come a point where it'll be good for us to do something together. And I think it was about just before the new year when, you know, Saloni sent me a message, and I thought, I think, you know, naturally coming together, this looks like the timing is right. And I kind of just said, you know what, I want to start the year with a whole new sound, completely different to the sort of music that I've done before. Yeah. So I took a look through her music. I took a look, I went through her catalogue, and, you know, I really liked her vocals when she's singing the Tamil covers that she's done a few times. So I rang her up and I just said, you know what, I want to do a Tamil track with you. And yeah, we kind of came up with everything from scratch together. She'd done the original Tamil track before, if I'm not mistaken. She'd done it on one of her TikTok mashups, which I loved. So I knew that, you know what, I wanted to pick this up and turn that into a bigger project. And yeah, that's how we got the ball rolling.
Yeah, and I think being able to put both the language Tamil and Punjabi together, and obviously on top of that English, it was a good mix to kind of come out with in the new year.
Absolutely. And you know, Saloni, let me ask you, you know, how important do you think, you know, both of you are, you know, up and coming emerging artists, right, you know, on the scene, and like I said, you know, you guys already making, you know, a lot of noise. How important do you think it is, you know, right now for, you know, artists to be uniting and collaborating right now on, you know, in this industry?
Yeah, I think it's a big thing. I think firstly, when you make music together with more than one head to it, it makes music all the more better. Because you're bouncing ideas off each other, and like, I think in any sort of setting, I've always felt like doing something in a team is great, because you're kind of getting inspiration from one another. So that's what I love about collaborating. And also there's the obvious tapping into each other's fan bases, grabbing talent from each other, and just making the track the best it can be.
Now, Armor, the new track, Memories, it is so real, it's so raw, it's so full of emotion, and I love how you keep it real in your music, you know, especially your track Dunya, which I absolutely love. Do you know what, how important do you think, Armor, it is for an artist to keep it real?
I'm pretty sure I gave you a similar sort of answer last time, but just to add to it,
yeah,
especially because you brought up Dunya, which was a very personal project to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people can tell from the lyrics, it's just basically about my life, it's my life story, so I feel like over the last maybe the last three releases, I'd say after Tirinal, with Roach, I've really been putting my head down when it comes to lyrically making sure that I can portray something more than just creating a catchy song or creating something that will do well on TikTok or the radio. I really want to bring in a sort of blend of, you know what, this guy's actually talking about what he's feeling inside. So I think Dunya was a perfect project for me to start that off with. And I thought, you know what, I want to give my audience a little taster of what I've been through in my life. So I mentioned a lot of the different, you know, sort of achievements or different experiences that I've had in my life. And then same with this project again, Like I said to you before, every bunda, every man's been through heartbreak. Even every woman, probably at this day and age, everyone's been through a heartbreak, whether that's small or big. We've all been there. We've all listened to heartbreak songs while we're going through that. So knowing that I've done that myself in the past, when I was a little kid, or even if it wasn't anything serious, it's never been anything serious, you know. But at the same time, that's what heartbreak songs are for. That's what heartbreak films are for. There's a reason, yeah. You know, Dave Das was as big as it was. There's a reason Kabir Singh was as big as it was, because yeah. People relate to those characters, those emotions. So I think I grasped that very early on, that that's something that is very important to the audience in this day and age, which is relatability. So for me, it's just a case of, if I feel like my audience can relate to one of my experiences, let me go as deep as I can to make sure it sounds as realistic and as raw as possible, so it can hit them deep.
It is all about keeping it real. And Saloni, I know you're no different. I know how important it is for you to incorporate the Tamil and the Telugu in your music, you know, to keep it close to your roots. And even with your music being so commercial and so poppy and vibey, it still has a very strong message, you know, tracks like Chalime and Legacy.
Yeah, definitely. I think before I had kind of released Legacy, let's say, a lot of my songs were kind of current trends, or your typical love song or something that was just kind of vibey. And I know Chalime is still very vibey and everything, but I was like, okay, how can I make this like a club track, a feel-good track that everyone would want to listen to in a club, but also have a good meaning behind it? And I think lately I've been wanting to get a lot of meaning across in my tracks, especially with like the legacy I'd like to leave behind, and like the woman empowerment side of things. It's just something that I feel like needs to be spoken about and also is relatable. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I did that with my last few tracks, and hopefully the next ones to come.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the new track, Memories. Now, once you guys decided and knew you were going to be collaborating, how did you work out what track you guys were going to work on? So talk to me about how Memories was born. How did it all come together?
I'm not going to lie, this was the quickest sort of release I'd ever worked on, and I loved every moment of it. When Armin and I were working on it, we got into studio, recorded the stuff, and it was just pure vibey. I really loved it.
Yeah, I think the beauty of this project has been, like Saloni said, just how quickly all the stars aligned. Like, everything just came together. It was only really one studio session, one day for the video shoot. To be fair, just, I'm gonna be completely honest, Saloni was amazing to work with, in the sense of, when I gave her the first draft of the video, she had one change. She only had one thing. I've never worked with an artist who's just got one change. So I had to hand it to Saloni. She really made it easy to work with us. So yeah, it was a very quick project, and I just felt like all the stars just aligned and made everything happen, you know, beautifully.
Break this track down for us. What is Memories about, man?
I think it's, the title is very significant, in the sense of, it's all about memories for a loved one, whether that's, you know, a loved one in the sense of your boyfriend, girlfriend, relationship, you know, marriage, couples, whatever it is. It's a very heart-wrenching track, in the sense of, it's all about missing someone and reminiscing on the memories. So whether you take in my Punjabi bars, my English bars, or Saloni's Tamil chorus, or even her bridge in English towards the end of the track, it all resonates the same sort of stuff. We're all talking about, you know, lacking or feeling the absence of someone, and just thinking back to a happier time. So for me, I would say the title is very, very impactful, and it fits the song and the theme of the track perfectly.
Absolutely. Saloni?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think, I guess going off the basis of what the sample was, Pukul Pukum, that itself is a love song in Tamil, a movie that released a few years back, and is literally talking about a loved one that you're missing, sort of thing. And then in my bridge, I kind of develop on that and kind of talk about how the love is still there, regardless if like you've been away for a bit, but you know that the love is still there regardless. And I think that's the song is a love song, and it's like holding on to the memories, like Arma said.
You mentioned the video. The video is an absolute vibe. And did both of you collectively have a vision on how you wanted the video to look?
I mean, you go ahead.
That's fine. I was just going to say, to an extent, I feel like this was a very sort of laid back, one of my more laid back organic videos where we kind of just went with the flow. I feel like how I said the studio session, everything just went, we all just went with the flow. It was very natural.
Absolutely. Everybody needs to go check out the video. The video is out. The track is out. We're going to be hearing it in the next few minutes up on the show. We're only at the beginning of the year, guys. We want to know, man, you know, individually or even collectively, what have you guys got planned for the rest of the year?
Slowly.
Okay. I know it's just the start of the year. So much has happened already. It's crazy to think. And I'm just loving every step of the way, to be honest. But as I may have mentioned before, I'm actually just in my final year of uni. So trying to get that out of the way. And then hopefully some festivals, more music to come, and hopefully some more collaborations.
Armour?
For me, bro, I just want to keep trying new things and how I kind of brought something new to the scene with, you know, the blending of my style with Punjabi and Tamil. Same with the previous few tracks, stuff that I did with Roach. I feel like that was very pioneering for the current British Asian scene. There hasn't really been a Afro pop / Bollywood track like that. I want to keep trying new things, and you know, whether they lead on to defining who I am exactly as an artist, I'm going to leave that all to unravel over the course of the year, because I feel like there's so many styles of music that I have yet to experiment with and, you know, see what suits me best. Even bringing a few different styles, like singing into my tracks, like I did with Memories.
Yeah.
So I just, for me, bro, it's all about experimenting to see. I want to keep trying new things, and I feel like I'm gonna find my style, and I'm gonna find my sound this year.
Absolutely, guys, we can't wait, man. And you know, we'll keep having you back up on the show, because you know, whether it's individually or collectively, and you know, and hopefully, and I'm sure you guys will work again. I mean, would you guys be happy to work again?
Yeah, 100%.
Look, man, it's just the beginning, bro. It's just the beginning.
Absolutely. Guys, listen, thank you so much for doing this. It's been an absolute vibe. As I said, man, love and support always. Just keep doing your thing, and we're going to keep on supporting.
Thank you for having us, bro. And just before we go, I do want to ask you, what did this track make you think? Did you get any memories from Memories?
Bro, 110%. Now, it's something that you mentioned earlier. You know what? Everyone's been through some kind of heartbreak, you know, something emotional. And, you know, you're always going to hear a song or watch a film, and it's going to take you back to that place. And, you know, it's going to make you feel a certain way. And this track, Memories, is no different. You know, when I heard the track, you know, it made me reminisce and think about a certain time in my life. So yes, without a doubt, my bro, you know, without saying or revealing too much, it most definitely hit me in the fields.
I appreciate that, man. That means a lot.
Guys, thank you so much for doing this. And before we wrap up, you know what, I can't have two amazing artists up on my show and not get you to kind of showcase your talent a little bit. So it'd be amazing if you guys, both of you, could do a little bit of the track, man, before we play it. You guys up for it?
Of course.
Oh man, let's do this.
Yeah, for it, man. Yo, standing by my side, first time I hit 100k, would have never thought that I could hurt you in 100 ways. Got me playing Arijit Singh on the motorway, turning up the volume every time I'm about to blow a chase.
I know you're trying to get close, but you don't have to try it, cause I already know. Cause you're the one to show me, you're the one to know me. Take me to the place I don't wanna go alone.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was Salodi and Armour, guys. Thank you so much once again. And it's only right you guys introduce the new one.
This is my new track, Memories, alongside Salodi. It's the first British Asian Punjabi / Tamil mix culture shock track, and big love to my brother Akshay for having us. And it's the first track of many you're going to be hearing from myself and Salodi. So follow us up on the gram. It's real_armour and Salodi_music. Memories are now everywhere. Go run that up.
It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.